Injustice to me is a violation of basic human rights. There have been so many cases of injustice, but why does it seem like it's always discussed later, like when it's no longer relevant or someone who experienced the injustice is dead? Well, I don't have the answers, but what I can say is injustice can be hidden. Hello and welcome. I'm Naboy Thok, and today I'll be discussing my failed realizations. I don't know if anyone is aware or remembers this case, but it was the shooting of Trayvon Martin. A short backstory is a 17-year-old black teen named Trayvon Martin was visiting his father in Sanford, Florida, and a man named George Zimmerman, who was a part-time neighborhood watch captain. Zimmerman received a call about a suspicious person and was told not to act on it by the police, but still did. He approached Martin, and somehow a fight broke out, which led to Zimmerman shooting and killing Martin. He was arrested, but after 2 days acquitted, meaning not found guilty, claiming it was self-defense. How my experience ties into this is when I was younger, about 9 years old, this event happened. It was such a big topic. Every parent in our neighborhood was talking about it. I remember seeing my parents watch it on the news. Sometimes my mom would be in the kitchen cooking, but keep the TV loud enough so she could hear, while occasionally stepping into the living room to watch, or my dad would be watching the news on the TV in the basement. Meanwhile, me and all the other kids in the neighborhood would be playing outside, unaware to this situation. If there's something I remember most about this experience, it would be the moment the news reporter declared George Zimmerman was found not guilty. To see the shock, horror, anger, sadness, and disbelief flash through their face all at the same time made me wonder what made this case so emotional. Keep in mind, the kids, myself included, weren't aware of how serious the situation was because no one discussed it with us. Anyway, I remember my dad immediately called one of his friends. Then I could hear muffled talking in my language, then long pauses of silence between both my dad and his friend. And you could tell that this is what they were talking about. And my mom kept repeating how this is horrible, it's so sad, it's such a cruel world, you know, things like that. That day, I got to witness injustice and the immense ripple effect of destruction it can cause. And as I grew older, hearing about more cases like this one and having the ability to go more in depth and process it, I realized injustice is all around us and is something that I failed to realize till I got older. I was naive, and the many dissidents claiming it's not as big as an issue are the same ones who grew up in a protective circle blocking them from the realness of the world. The first step in standing up to injustice is making changes in your own life. Could be by educating yourself on how these issues affect your community. And by educating yourself and speaking out about injustice, it can improve the lives of many who are going through this on a daily basis. Because sometimes it's hard for them to find that voice to stand up and say no. Thank you for listening.